Your Partner in Success Radio is a free business podcast with host Denise Griffiths. It's all about great stories, conversation, and context to help you move your business and life forward with actionable tips and advice from her guest experts. To listen and subscribe, just find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you consume your podcasts.
Welcome to Your Partner in Success Radio. I'm your host, Denise Griffiths, and today I welcome to the show Stacy Riska, also known as Small Business Stacy, and she is on a mission to save small businesses one marketing plan at a time. Now, Stacy knows firsthand what great marketing can accomplish. She has won numerous awards throughout her career for her marketing efforts, but honestly, not all days in her marketing world were bright, sunny, and profitable, and we all know what that looks like. In fact, at one point, she was $500,000 in debt in her coffee and smoothie business, which she still runs today, and about to lose it all, her house, her family, and her sanity, and she's going to share that story in just a moment. So in this episode of Your Partner in Success Radio, Stacy is here to share why small business owners struggle when it comes to getting their marketing done and done right, what is the biggest mistake small business owners make when it comes to their marketing, where should small business owners start when it comes to creating a marketing plan, and we're going to talk a bit about Groupon. I have to admit, I don't know much about it. So good morning, Stacy, and welcome to Your Partner in Success Radio. I think this is a great topic.
Good morning, Denise. Excited to be with you, especially with your smooth jazz radio voice. Oh. And I'm just really excited to help your audience really just learn how to get their marketing into action literally and figuratively.
And it's important. And, you know, you and I work in similar industries, and marketing is one of the biggest, I don't know if it's something that just stops people cold or it scares them to death. Honestly, I think it kind of goes back, and this is a sense I get from people, that we're not supposed to toot our own horn. We're not supposed to brag about ourselves. So people are a little bit hesitant to say, hey, I can help you. Do you find that, or is it just me?
I think it's a lot of things when it comes to marketing. Every small business owner knows they need to do marketing, but when it comes down to getting it done, we live in a world today where we're just so inundated, right? There's shiny objects left and right. Do I do digital? Well, what kind of digital? Do I do online? Do I do offline? And then there's all these supposed gurus telling you to do this and do that, but yet they've never done it themselves, and they don't practice what they preach. So the small business owner just feels in overwhelm, right? Because where do I start? I know I need to do marketing, but where do I start? And in general, they are just not seeing good results with the marketing that they are doing.
Good point. Okay, are we there? Can you hear me now?
I'm here, yeah.
My little mute button decided to take a break. I don't know what happened there. It just said, no. But you're right. And look, I work in, you know, as a social media expert, I work as a web developer. And honestly, sometimes I'm overwhelmed because there's so many new and shiny things. And what's the best way for this particular client or consumer to get their messaging out? And there's a ton of ways to do it. And there's an awful lot of wrong ways to do it. And I think that's what's so frightening to people. But I don't want to do it wrong. Okay, I'll just worry about it tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hire somebody, but I don't know what I want them to do. So it has to be done. There's no question. If you have a business, whether it's a brick-and-mortar business, whether it's a virtual service business like mine, you have got to market. If you're not marketing, you're just standing still. You've got a hobby. You don't have a business. So let's talk about Groupon as we go on. But first, before we get too deep into the hows, you know, the how-tos, tell people a bit about your story. Because being $500,000 in debt, when I read that, I just went, and I clenched my stomach for you. So let's talk about that a bit and how you got out of that.
Yeah, that's a lot of zeros on that number. Well, a little bit about my backstory. I guess I've always been a serial entrepreneur, even dating back to like junior high school. I would bring candy to school and, you know, sell it and make a profit. I just always had this entrepreneurial drive in me. And my first business was actually an outsourcing business, doing the back office work for associations and nonprofits. And the business was great. It was successful, profitable, ran it for 10 years, had two project managers running the show. And then I sort of had my midlife crisis. I woke up one day and realized that, you know, I needed something fun and different to do. I wasn't so hands-on in running the business anymore. But, what was I going to do after running this business for 10 years? I could go out and get a job. But after owning my own business, I knew that that was just not going to be an option for me. I could go out and start another business, but I didn't really have anything in mind of what I would do. And then the idea of a franchise sort of popped up. You know, hey, buy into a proven system, but had no idea what options were out there. So I worked with a franchise consultant who interviewed me to understand my strengths, my weaknesses, my financial capability, but ultimately came back to me and said, Stacy, in your perfect world, what would you like to be doing right now? And I said, you know, in my perfect world, I would be living at the beach, working behind a tiki bar, serving umbrella drinks. And the franchise consultant came back and said, great, we have the perfect business for you, a Hawaiian coffee and smoothie franchise called Maui Wowie. So I started my first new business, a coffee and smoothie shop. And I got to tell you, the growth was great. In 2 years, I became the number one producer in the franchise. I had two stores at Dulles Airport, one store in a mall, 10 of these mobile tiki bars that I was taking all around the Washington, D.C. area, and two food trucks, all in 2 years. And Denise, I got to tell you, you know, hey, the growth was great, but you know what? So was the crash and burn. What happened was it was 2008, and the economy just literally stopped. Nobody was going to the mall just to get a smoothie. Nobody was traveling anymore, despite that I was paying the highest rents in the country being in an airport and staff that had to be there from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Nobody was doing anything at the time, and people were not buying my coffees and smoothies. And I would sit in my store wondering where my next customer was coming from, and I was $500,000 in debt. So broke, I could not afford to buy the next week's inventory. And I got to tell you, those were really dark days. I had young kids at the time. I was sued 6 times in 1 year. I had the bank threatening to take our house away. I mean, so broke, we were eating peanut butter and jelly and macaroni and cheese. I was working myself to the bone over 100 hours a week, doing anything and everything I thought at the time was the right thing to do to save my business. And I remember one day driving home after a long day at the store, and I just literally started crying, but not just crying. I mean, like bawling, heaving, chest convulsing. So much so, I had to pull over on the side of the road. I could not drive. I had to gain my composure. And Denise, it probably took me like 5 minutes to come through. And when I did, it sounds so ridiculous, but I remember it so specifically that when I came through from that, what was playing on the radio was Kelly Clarkson's song, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And that, even until today, has become my theme song. And when I got home, I remember walking in the door, and there's a big mirror in the foyer, and I looked in that mirror with my tear-sodden eyes, and I said, you know what, Stacy? You are at this proverbial come-to-Jesus moment, right? You're at the fork in the road. Are you going to throw in the towel, give it all up, lose your business, your house, everything? Or are you going to fight to save your business? And I looked at it with very clear glasses. That was not an emotional decision. When I looked at my numbers, I knew that I could and should have a profitable business. And the reason I was not successful was me, the person in the mirror. I had a build it and they will come mentality. I was not doing the marketing. And from that moment, I went into my office and I sat down and I said, it's time to lay out a marketing plan. And I know we're going to talk about Groupon. That was one of the first strategies that I used, which was so hugely successful because it gave me the reach and exposure, being that I didn't have any money to do marketing at the time, that I never could have done otherwise. And what happened was in 2 years, I went from $500,000 in debt to a seven-figure profitable business. And people started hearing about it, and they would contact me and say, Stacey, I've heard you're doing some great things, all the marketing you're doing. Can you teach me what you're doing? Share with me. You know what? Actually, can you just do it for me? And I was like, yeah, I can, because I love doing marketing. So that's when I started the Small Biz Marketing Specialist, where I help small business owners get their marketing done. And so today, I still run the coffee and smoothie business. I actually have a team who runs that on a day-to-day basis. And I now focus most of my time on the Small Biz Marketing Specialist, helping small business owners get their marketing into action. So where should we go from here, Denise?
I'm listening very intently, and there's a couple things I took away when you started telling this story. And my stomach was clenching most of the time, just so you know. But one thing that I really took away from it was when you had your breakdown, and we call this an ugly cry in the South, you know, where you just cry and scream and pound the steering wheel, bite the steering wheel. You know, you need a handkerchief and you don't have one anywhere around, so you lose, you know, use your sleeve. That's an ugly cry. That's when you're grieving. You just had it. You can't take any more. But what I really love is that when you heard that song, it was intuitive for you to take action. You listened to it, and you paid attention. So, you know, I firmly believe that those moments happen for a reason, and it's our job to pay attention to them, and you did. So good for you.
And it's so true, and I found it so ironic because, you know, here we are in 2019, and last month I went to the Indy 500, and guess who was singing the national anthem? Kelly Clarkson.
Right. I heard that. Yeah, she's got a tremendous voice. But, you know, these things, I don't believe in accidents, really. I think things happen the way they're supposed to happen, but you have to be aware. You have to step up and go, okay, I heard you. I'm on it. Don't nag. I got it. It happens to me all the time, mostly in the shower. That's where my inspiration comes from, in the shower, go figure. But let's talk a bit about Groupon, because honestly, I've heard of it. Who hasn't? I've never actually used Groupon, because my sense of Groupon is that maybe I'm thinking of Meetup. What is Groupon, and what led you down that road? I hate to sound ignorant, but I really don't know what it is.
Yeah, Groupon is the terminology used to describe it, is like a deal of the day kind of site. It's a site, it's now a marketplace where you can go and search for all different things, whether it's a spa treatment, experiences, food and beverage, travel, and they offer deals. So whatever it is that you're looking for, it's now this monstrous international marketplace where you can go and get things on sale, so to speak. So the idea is that with a Groupon, they do all of the marketing for you. When you come on board with Groupon, you have to, as a small business owner, give them quote unquote a deal. And in general, it has to be you offering something that is at least 50% off. So the customer's going to get 50% off. But here's the thing about it. Then you also are going into a revenue share with Groupon. So on the positive side about using Groupon is that they give you the reach and exposure that you could never get yourself, because they have an online marketplace. They're sending out emails. When you sign up for Groupon as a user, you will get targeted emails every day of the types of things that you like to get discounts on. So if you like to go out to eat a lot, then you may want to get their food and beverage discounts. Or if you're into massages and getting your hair and nails done, you may want the health and beauty type of discounts. So Groupon is putting your business in front of all of these people. Now, when I started thinking of using Groupon when I was such in debt because I didn't have any money to do marketing, I sort of asked around, have you used Groupon? What's your experience with it? And all of the feedback that I was getting was so negative. Groupon, don't do it. Run for the hills. Don't do a Groupon. You'll lose your shirt. And what I realized is that is true, but that's because people were doing it wrong. And the wrong way is offering like a $20 deal for $10. So, for example, in my coffee and smoothie business, if I were to offer buy $20 of coffees and smoothies for $10, the customer is paying $10. But So I've already discounted half. But I don't get the $10. I only get half of the $10. I only get $5. So on $20, I'm only making $5. I would lose money on every single deal if I were to do that. Right.
Especially if you're selling products, hard products like that, where you have you have ingredients and you have the cost of doing business. You have to pay your employees. I wouldn't do it either. That would not make sense to me if I was selling a $20 product for $5. I mean, just do the math.
Right.
That would not make sense. Okay, so what did you do?
Right. So what I did was I started offering catering packages. I didn't sell one smoothie at a time. I sold catering packages that started at $575, where we would come out, set up a tiki bar, do our gourmet smoothies, topped off with a Hawaiian parasol, and for a two-hour time frame. That cost me about $100 to do a catering job, but I was, because of the numbers, if you take $575 and then you take half of that, and actually I negotiated a 70-30 split with Groupon, so I was getting 70% of that. But here's the secret that your listeners may not even realize if they're currently doing Groupon and or want to do a Groupon. The real money is made in the upsells. So ultimately what you want to do is get people off of Groupon. So the way I position my Groupon, if somebody's buying a catering package, before they buy it, they're going to want to contact me to make sure, that the date and time that they're looking to do it is available. So that's how I got them off of Groupon. I got them to contact me. And then what I would do is actually make a deal outside of Groupon. So I was getting all of the money. But even for those people who did buy through Groupon, when they contacted me to reserve their catering event, I would have upsells. Would you like alcohol service with that? Would you like additional time? Would you like us to provide some decorations for you? And all of these upsells, which are hugely profitable, are done outside of the Groupon deal and contributed significantly to my bottom line. So I love the strategy of Groupon or daily deal marketing because it got me, and once I started doing that catering, the catering, interestingly enough, brought traffic back to my store because it allowed me to get my products into more people's mouths. And they loved it. They're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Where's your store? And they would then take
so it's
my,
a form of
my
networking.
Business card.
You're actually out
not
there
just networking, but free marketing because I'm getting my products into people's mouths. And
who
then
had
they
never
would
heard
say,
of
oh,
you.
My gosh, this is great. Right.
Perfect.
Can
gotcha.
You do my party? Can you come to my event? Can you come to my office? And so it then just sort of grew on itself. And so it really didn't then take any true marketing dollars to quickly grow my business.
Now, I have an oddball question. I mean, I can understand completely where this would work for and did work for your smoothie business. Would something like this work for a virtual business, or is it even allowed?
Groupon.
As an example, web development. You know, what if you have, let's say, a brochure site or a business card site that you can sell for half price? Is that even doable on something like Groupon?
I have seen business-related types of offerings on there. They're obviously not as popular as the B2C type of deals that are offered on there. And I think, you know, I'm pretty involved in the daily deal community. There have been a lot of sites that have come and gone, and there are some companies that are really trying to put a platform in place to focus on B2B, you know, where business to business, maybe it's printing or, like you mentioned, web design or some kind of digital marketing type of service where you can do this. Groupon itself tends to be more B2C. So it's not that you couldn't do it. It's just that you may not get huge results from doing it.
Yeah, I figured, but we have, you know, our audience is comprised of solopreneurs and small business owners, so I'm trying to anticipate questions because, like, in the back of my head, I can see hands going up, but what about me? What about me? So I'm trying to get there. So, I mean, this is a fascinating story. I really don't know much about Groupon, so, of course, I'm going to have to go check it out and find out what's out there. But Daily Deals, is that a different kind of a website? What is that?
Daily Deals is just another term for that. It's really for Groupon or any of it. Like, there used to be a thing called Living Social, and actually at one point Amazon had a Daily Deal. The idea behind it was, are you familiar with the concept of Woot, the website Woot?
No.
Woot is a website.
I know about Ebates. I'm on there all the time because
okay.
I order everything online.
Interesting. Well, Woot is an online, basically a daily deal site, and they, like today, the special may be speakers. Tomorrow, it may be a TV. The next day, it may be a drone. They feature one product, and there's only a limited supply of them, and when they're gone, they're gone, and they're offered at an amazingly reduced price. And so that's where the term daily deal came. There was one deal. So when Groupon originally launched, that was their concept. There would be one daily deal, and when it was gone, it was gone. But as it grew, it realized that it was just, you know, there were too many deals that were available to everybody. So now it's just an online platform. There is no quote-unquote daily deal. Everything is a daily deal.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I'm going to have to look. This is a whole new world to me. I'm scribbling notes like, ooh, I have to go look at that. This is fascinating to me. And being a techie person, you'd think I would know this, but I don't. I do know marketing, though. Groupon never figured into my marketing, so I'm thinking about a couple of my clients that I will be having chats with. Thank you very much. So let's go to marketing. So we covered a little bit why small business owners struggle when it comes to getting their marketing done. So that leads me to the next question. What is the biggest mistake that small business owners make when it comes to marketing? For me, it's not doing it. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But what's the biggest mistake that you see as a rule?
Well, you know, I've heard every excuse in the book, right? There's not enough time. I'm not clever enough. It's too complicated. Or even, you know, we already have enough customers. We don't need to do marketing. Or, you know, ultimately, they're all saying marketing doesn't work. What I've realized, Denise, is that there are five types of marketing that small business owners, the way that they approach it, and it goes in order, unfortunately, from better to worst. So where most small business owners start is what I call hope marketing. Hope marketing is where, you know, you put your hands together and you bend down and you say, I hope my marketing works. I hope my marketing works. I hope I get new customers, clients, and patients. And we all know that hope marketing doesn't work. That's like praying and spraying, and it just doesn't work. So after hope marketing comes what I call spaghetti marketing. So it's like taking a bag of already cooked spaghetti and throwing it at the wall. Today, I'm doing social media. Tomorrow, I'm doing email. The next day, oh, I'm going to look at doing Groupon, or I'm going to do a sponsorship, right? And you're just throwing spaghetti to see what will stick. And ultimately, nothing sticks because you're not sticking with it long enough and you don't have a true plan behind it. So after the small business owner realizes that spaghetti marketing doesn't work, they move to the next phase, which is called perfectionism marketing, right? Because after making those mistakes, well, this time it's got to be perfect. So they spend forever dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and they will take 3 months to get a simple three-step email out the door because it's just not perfect yet. I need to make some tweaks to it. Or they'll spend forever just revamping their website and making their web designer crazy because they just keep coming back with more and more changes. And the problem with perfectionism marketing is that nothing's getting done. So they're not getting any more new business, no new customers, clients, and patients because marketing is never perfect. So after perfectionism
marketing.
Neither
is a website, by the way. Just so you know, I am a web developer. I build them every day, all day, Saturdays and Sundays included. It's never going to be perfect. Get it launched. We can edit as we go. Just stop
right.
making me crazy. And I'm thinking of one particular client right now. I got 7 emails this morning.
Don't call them out.
No. And I love this client, but so much of this stuff is things that we've covered already. That's not going to happen. No. We can do this. We
right.
can't do that. But it's that, and I'm so glad you identified it as perfectionism marketing because it's not going to be perfect. Listen, I have read some terrific books by very well-known, you know, authors. I could have edited that book for them. I mean, I will find that I'll be the one that finds a typo straight out of the chute. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. Just get it out there and keep it moving along. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes, yes. Because if you're spending 3 months to get a simple email out, you're not bringing in business. And you need to get the marketing out so you can learn what works and what doesn't. So after perfectionism marketing, and this is the worst of them all, Denise, it's what I call ant marketing. So if you've ever seen a row of ants, they just sort of follow each other one by one by one, but yet nobody knows where the person in front of them is going, right? They're just following the ants because they're ahead of them. So with ant marketing, it's like, oh, well, Susie's Hair Salon ran a 50% off coupon, so I'm going to do that too. Or Bob's Air Conditioning Service, oh, they put up a banner on the high school football field, so that must really be working. I'm going to do that too. Ant marketing is doing what everybody else is doing because if they're doing it, well, wow, it must be working. But yet none of it's really working. And what works for somebody else may not necessarily work for you. So if there's any lesson that you take from today's call is do not do ant marketing. That is the absolute worst approach to your marketing plan. And so
one of the things that used to bother me about ant marketing, you know, people doing what everybody else used to do, you know, bus stop bench marketing. Really? Who has the time to read an ad on the back of a bus stop bench that two really large people are already sitting on? What the heck is that all about? And they still do it. I mean, when
wow.
I drive past it, I'm like, okay, can anybody see through those two people? I know there's an ad behind. I know there is. But I can't. And I crack up every time because I'm a mean person. But, you know, it's just there are some things that you see that make no sense at all. And bus stop marketing is one of them. So I had to say that. Okay, keep going.
No, that's a good one. So, right, no ant marketing, no bus marketing. And so after all of these approaches to marketing, the small business owner ends up in what I call helpless marketing. They just feel helpless, right? They feel like they've tried everything and nothing's working. And so now they just go off on their own deserted island, feel that nobody can help them. And then they say the common excuse, marketing doesn't work. So I really want to help your listeners, Denise, learn how to get their marketing into action. And you hear me say that a lot. And it's an acronym that I created called the Action Marketing System, ACTION. And each of those letters stand for the six simple steps that every small business owner needs to take to get their marketing into action. It's a concept that I talk a lot more about in my book, Small Business Marketing Made Easy. Do you think it would be helpful if I explain what each of those letters stand for?
If you don't, we're going to have a fight. So, yeah.
Don't want that. All right.
I was fixing to say, okay, go, because I'm sitting here going, I know what, I have your book, you know, so I know what it's all about, but definitely the audience needs to hear this, so yes, go.
All right, let's help them get their marketing into action, literally and figuratively. The A in the Action Marketing System stands for attention, and this is about here's how most small business owners get attention. It's almost like they put their name on a sign and run up and down the street naked, right? Here I am, come do business with me. Yeah, you may get some attention, but that's not the right kind of attention you want. And so the problem is that they're trying to be everything to everyone. So many small business owners from Main Street and beyond, when they come to me to help them with their marketing, one of the first questions I will ask them is, who do you serve? And the answers are so generic, right? It'll be like, oh, anybody within a 10-mile radius of my store, or people who are 55 and older, or stay-at-home moms. Those are so generic. The problem is that as a small business owner, you can't be everything to everyone. So be something for someone, and someone means one. Who do you serve? So the A in the Action Marketing System, getting attention, is about defining your who. Let me give you an example of how I did this in my coffee and smoothie business, right? Because I had to get crystal clear as I was marketing my catering services, who was I serving so I could differentiate myself? So if your listeners will close their eyes, I will explain my who. My who is Carol, the office manager, Carol, who's actually the human resource manager of a technology company in the Washington, D.C. area with 50 to 100 employees. And Carol's job, she's responsible for recruiting, retaining, and motivating the staff. But she got the short end of the straw, and she now has to plan staff appreciation events. So she's done everything from the pizza party to the ice cream social. But nobody shows up. Nobody appreciates the time and effort that Carol puts into planning these events. And Carol just doesn't even want to do it anymore. But then Carol finds us, Maui Wowie Hawaiian Coffees and Smoothies, where we come in and set up a tiki bar where tiki tenders blend gourmet, all-natural, fresh fruit smoothies topped off with a Hawaiian parasol. And that's why people call us a vacation in a cup. Now open your eyes. Can you envision, and also Carol is now the big kahuna, because her staff love the great experience and they appreciate Carol and they want her to continue putting on these amazing staff appreciation events. That's how you get really crystal clear on your who, so that you can Be something for someone. Instead of being everything to everyone, where I may be saying, oh, well, I do catering. Instead, by working directly with Carol, the HR manager, she can now be something for someone. So the key is to develop a customer avatar. Get really crystal clear on your who. Who do you serve? What are their needs? What are their pains? What are their challenges? You really want to go deep into those emotional triggers because that's what people buy. Okay, let me move on to the C, which is the C stands for connect. So when you connect, this is how most small business owners do it. They go to a networking event and they're all about buy, buy, buy. Hey, baby, you want to get married? You want to buy my stuff? No, people do not want to buy your stuff, especially on the first time that they've met you. That's like asking for marriage on the first date. What the C in the action marketing system does is help you connect. And connect is about getting your perfect customer, who you just defined in the previous step, to raise their hand and say, yeah, I'd like to know more. Yeah, I will go on a first date with you. Yeah, I'll go get a cup of coffee. Yeah, maybe then we can go to dinner. And yeah, then maybe after a few more dates, then we talk marriage. Maybe at that point I'm ready to buy something. So the C in the connect is about building the know, like, trust factor, because people are going to buy when they're ready to buy, not when you're ready to sell to them. So you need to connect. You need to get them to raise their hand and say, yes, I want to know more. And the way that you do that is by creating lead generation pieces, little things that are helpful. So be a go-giver. What tips, tricks, techniques, and tools, what information can you share with your audience that positions you as the go-to expert without necessarily saying, buy my stuff? So the way that you connect is by first getting them to raise their hand, and then we move on to the next step in the action marketing system, which is the T, which stands for transaction. And at this point, a lot of small business owners get really excited, right? Oh, yay, Stacy, now I get to sell something, right, right, right? The T is for transaction. But the T that I'm talking about is not necessarily a monetary transaction. I would almost call it a touch point because, as I said, people buy when they're ready to buy, not when you're ready to sell to them. So you need to build transactions along the way, along the customer journey. So you can do this by building out, let's say, an email series, a drip campaign, so that you're staying front of mind and you're showcasing your brilliance. Maybe you do it with Facebook Live videos. Maybe you have a print newsletter. And I actually encourage my clients to use all of those approaches because it's really about an integrated marketing strategy with multiple touch points. So what you want to do is build those transactions so that you're always front of mind, so that when the person finally is ready to buy, who are they going to think of? They're going to think of you because you've been such a go-giver, providing such helpful information to them that the only possible option they're going to want to work with is you. So after transaction is I. The I in the action marketing system stands for invest. And this is about making smart decisions with your marketing because it's about knowing your metrics. What's working and what's not, so that you can then, quote unquote, invest in the marketing that is working. So here's where I see a lot of small business owners struggle. They're measuring the wrong things. They focus on vanity metrics. You know what I'm talking about. How many Facebook likes do I have?
How many likes?
Many Twitter followers?
They don't matter.
Right?
I wish people would understand they really don't matter. They're nice. They make your heart go pitter-patter. In the long term, they don't mean a darn thing. Action means something
Amen.
More.
Amen. Right. How many people open my emails? Here's what I have to say about that. Growth is for vanity. Net is for sanity. Growth is for vanity. Net is for sanity. You cannot deposit Facebook likes, Twitter followers, email opens in the bank. The only metrics that matter are the monetary metrics. And so when you focus on the I in the action marketing system, you're going to know the metrics that matter. And those are the ones that put dollars in your bank account. So after the I comes the O. The O in the action marketing system stands for ongoing, because marketing is not a one and done, right? And it's not spaghetti marketing. It's about doing something every day to market your business. And here's where a lot of small business owners get overwhelmed, right? Because they're like, I don't have the time to do marketing. You know, I can't do marketing every single day. Yes, you can, because it's not about doing a lot of things. It's about doing a few things a lot of times. Lather, rinse, repeat. Marketing is not about doing a lot of things. My action marketing system is 6 simple steps. It's about doing 6 simple things. Today, could you write a handwritten note to your best customer, client, or patient? Tomorrow, could you draft up an email to send out? The next day, could you do a newsletter? You can do something every single day to market your business, to focus on those customers, clients, and patients. And if you truly can't, then outsource. Work with a company like mine, the Small Biz Marketing Specialist. My motto is do what you do best and outsource the rest. If you truly feel that marketing is not your brilliance, then find a company who can help you get it done. But whatever you need, whatever it is, focus on making your marketing ongoing, doing something every single day that moves your business forward.
Saturday and Sunday included, by the way. Don't see. You know, people will say, oh, but I already posted that. 4 people saw it. Post it again. I mean, seriously. Each platform, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, the minute you post something, 14 other people have posted right on top of you, and you're moving down. It's like one of those games where you just keep going down a level, down a level, down a level. Repurpose your stuff.
Yeah.
Keep posting it. Keep getting out in front. So that's a bugaboo. So keep going. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I'll actually give a little tip here because, right, small business owners think they constantly have to be having more, 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 new, right? I got to create all this new content. Well, and especially related to social media, actually, if you look at your best performing posts and you go and you just click the edit button and change one little thing like a letter or a word or add a sentence to it, it will actually bump it to the top of your timeline so that it stays fresh and then more people are seeing it. So that's a little bonus strategy that your listeners can use. A great way to keep your marketing ongoing. All right, so let's bring it home with the N in the action marketing system, which stands for nurture, all right? And nurture is about focusing actually on the customers, clients, and patients you already have. So many small business owners, when they come to me, and I'll say, well, what are you looking to do, you know, with your business? Oh, I want more. I want more new, more, right? And when I look at their business, I'm like, well, you have this pot of gold sitting there. The customers, clients, and patients who are already doing business with you, who you've spent the time, effort, money, and resources to build that know-like trust factor. And it's sort of like you've just shoved them off into the closet. You have the low-hanging fruit. So the N in the is about nurturing those relationships by staying in touch with them. Because here's the thing, It's not your customer's job to remember to do business with you. It's your job as the small business owner to remind them to come back. And I have a great example of this. There is a great local deli that recently opened up in my area, and I'm always supporting small business. They had the most amazing corned beef sandwich, and the waitress knew I was raving about it, but yet they never asked me to take a picture, never asked me to leave a review, never asked me to join their loyalty program. They treated me as a transaction, in the door, out the door, in the door, out the door. They did nothing to get me to come back. Now, think of the value that I could have brought to that small local deli. I probably would have gone there weekly with my husband, spending at least $20 for both of us to have a meal there. I would have catered in for different parties that I had. I would have told my friends and family. I would have posted on social so more people could know about them. You need to nurture the relationships that you already have. That deli lost my business because it wasn't my job to remember to do business with them. It was their job to remind me to come back. So to send me a newsletter or an email or something, tag me on social media, give me a reason to come back and spend my money with you. Otherwise, I'm going to go somewhere else. So this is the Action Marketing System, 6 simple steps to get your marketing into action. This is the basis of your marketing plan. It's not complicated, and the reason that the title of my book is Small Business Marketing Made Easy, I really want to hone in on this because it's E-Z, not E-A-S-Y. There is a big difference. You know, small business owners, too many of them, they just want to like, boom, hit the easy button, wake up tomorrow and have millions of dollars in their bank account, right? They're all looking for that shiny object that
you mean we can't? That's I have to cry.
You can't.
Darn,
I know.
You just ruined my day.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. No. But the good news is that small biz marketing is easy. The letters E-Z. If you do these 6 simple steps in the Action Marketing System, your business will grow. This is the foundation about doing 6 simple things, wash, lather, rinse, repeat, and stop chasing the shiny objects and listening to supposed gurus who don't even practice what they preach.
No kidding. Listen, go back to the ACTION one more time. Explain the acronyms. Just give us the names so people can write them down if they weren't paying attention. I mean, they're paying attention. I promise you they are, but they may not have a pen. So let's write those down real quick.
Okay. A is for attention. It's all about defining your who. C is for connect, getting somebody to raise their hand and say, yes, I want to know more. T is about transactions, building the customer journey. It's not necessarily monetary, but staying in touch and front of mind so that you are the go-to expert. I is for invest, making smart decisions with your marketing, knowing what's working and what's not, and not focusing on those vanity metrics. O is for ongoing, doing something every single day to market your business. And N is for nurture, building the relationships with the customers, clients, and patients that you already have so that they want to leave you rave reviews, come back again with open wallets, and ultimately become your brand ambassadors.
Excellent. Listen, I wanted to go back briefly to connect because you said a couple of things there that had me scribbling my notes. You must be a Bob Berg fan because you kept saying you know, go-givers.
Yeah, I love Bob Berg.
Yeah, he's been a guest here many times. He's a terrific guy. If anybody hasn't read his books, Go-Giver, Sell More, just get the series, buy them all. Okay, Bob Berg, B-U-R-G. But one of the things that you're talking about, and this is a major gripe with me, and I see it mostly on LinkedIn, sometimes on Facebook, but LinkedIn, I don't know who's training this, but don't do this. if you're listening to us right now, don't do this. Don't go on to LinkedIn, make a connection, and immediately start trying to sell somebody. Just don't.
Right.
Just
it's like asking
don't.
For marriage on the first date.
Well,
oh,
and I tell them, we haven't
me.
Even.
Hey, baby, want
yeah,
to buy my stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I will flat say, I haven't even had coffee with you. Why would I know you? I don't know you. Excuse me. I don't know you like you or trust you. I get pretty pithy about it. Facebook, terrible. You know, I just accepted the connection after I kind of studied you. And immediately you want me to go like your business page. Who are you?
Yep.
I don't even know you yet. Knock it off. So if you're doing your own marketing, please don't do this. Please don't, you know, it's the virtual equivalent of grabbing somebody at a meeting by the sleeve and not letting go. Just don't do it. Get to know us, like us, trust us. We'll do the same for you. Build that relationship. Build that connection. And then when you say, hey, would you, you know, do me the honor of liking my page or can we have a conversation? We're a lot more likely to say, sure. Absolutely, instead of blocking you. So that's just a word
yep.
of caution there. Okay,
yeah,
so go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to move on to where small businesses start when it comes to creating a marketing plan, but I think we did that already, didn't we? We covered, you know, where you need to go, but let's take it a little level down. Do they start with Twitter? Do they start with the three platforms? Do they start with, you know, where is the best place for people to really go, okay, I'm going to dip my toe in this. I'm going to get comfortable. What do you tell them?
Well, here's what happens. There's really three M's of marketing. There's market, message, and media. Too many small business owners focus on the last one first. They focus on the media, right? Well, if I go, I'm going to go on Facebook because everybody's on Facebook, right? And then they'll like, oh, well, then they put up a message and they wonder why nobody responds. Every small business owner needs to start with the first part of it, market, which is the A in my market, in my action marketing system, attention. Who do you serve? Who is your perfect customer, client, or patient? Because when you truly understand your who, everything else falls into place. Let's loop this back to what I was talking about before when I shared with you my perfect who in my coffee and smoothie business. It's Carol, the HR manager. Now that I know that, I don't have to go out and run Facebook ads. I know that Carol, being an HR manager, is going to belong to SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Managers. So I also know that there are local chapters. So I can join that local chapter. I can speak at their events. I can network and meet the HR managers. I can sponsor an event, given the opportunity to bring my product to their meetings. I know that HR managers hang out on LinkedIn because they're always recruiting and looking for new employees to join their companies. And I know that HR people open up direct mail when they get something special. So I focus on network marketing with SHRM. I focus on LinkedIn marketing, connecting with them on LinkedIn. And actually, my most successful marketing campaign that I've ever done to these HR managers is what I call a smoothie in a box, which is, it's sort of like a shock and awe direct mail package. It looks like a little gift box that has pictures of Hawaii all on the outside. And when they open it up, there's actually, it looks like a real plane ticket. There's little messaging on there that says, here's your plane ticket to Hawaii. We can take your whole staff for less than the cost of one plane ticket. And inside of it, there's great languaging that says, although we couldn't send you a real smoothie, there's a smoothie cup in there that has a Hawaiian lei. So take the lei out, put it around your neck, do the hula around your desk because your staff are going to love you when you bring Hawaii to your office. So
you're putting them in the moment. You are literally putting them in the moment with this. They can almost feel what it's going to
an
to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. I'm only doing those three strategies for my marketing. I'm not going all over the place doing a lot of things. As I said, I'm doing the network marketing with SHRM, focusing on LinkedIn for my social media, and sending direct mail, a smoothie in a box. Those three things. That's what took my business from $500,000 in debt to a seven-figure profitable business. So when small business owners say, well, where do I start? You start with the who. Because when you're crystal clear on your who, you're going to know where they hang out. So you can then go hang out with them. Listen to the languaging, the words that they use, the phrases. Do they belong to Facebook groups? Are they in forums? What kind of questions do they ask? What are their pains? What are their challenges? You can then use that to your advantage to create messaging and marketing, and you'll know where they hang out so that you can be the only obvious choice for them. So instead of just going out on Facebook and running some ads like everybody's telling you to do, I am encouraging you to spend the time and effort to get really clear on your who. And once you do that, your marketing plan will really fall together and follow the action marketing system.
And that's exactly right. Once you have identified your avatar, it's not a term I really like, but it's one that's in constant usage these days. Once you have identified your avatar, meaning your audience, your ideal client, your ideal patient, whoever it is, then you drill down and you start marketing to them instead of scattershotting it all over the place. And what happens when you do this, all of a sudden your brain catches on fire. Now your creativity comes out to play and you know how to speak with them and to them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Back it up a little bit and find out who it is that you're talking to, and then speak with them in a language that you love and they will love, and it'll work. I mean, I'm having the best time with you. I really am. I mean, you are speaking my language all over the place. So, Stacey, tell people where they can find you. Was there anything else that we left out? We've only got about 2.5 minutes.
No, they got a real comprehensive lesson today in marketing. They literally
Absolutely.
Got the action formula for how they can get their marketing plan into action. And so, Denise, what I'd like to do is offer your listeners a free copy of my book, Small Business Marketing Made Easy, that goes a lot more in depth to each of these six steps in the action marketing system. There are worksheets and templates in there. I know we spent a lot of time talking about the A, like attention. There's a worksheet in there that will help you get really crystal clear on your who and literally build out your action, your marketing plan, so that you're going to know exactly what to do. So you can get a free copy of my book. I'm literally giving you a copy of the book for free. It sells for $15 on Amazon. I will send you the book for free as my gift. I just ask you to pay the shipping, which is literally the postage just to get it to you. And you can get your free copy at smallbizmarketingspecialist.com/book. That's smallbizmarketingspecialist.com/book. I would also say, you know, my home base is smallbizmarketingspecialist.com. I have a lot of free resources on there. So go dig in, take advantage of all the blog. I have trainings, tips, tricks, resources. I also have a free Facebook group where I'm in there constantly doing Facebook Lives and trainings. And so if people want to reach out to me directly, they can reach me at smallbizstacey@gmail.com. Thank you, Denise, for the opportunity to come on and help your small business community.
Oh, Stacey, it has been my pleasure, and it has been delightful speaking with you. You're speaking my language, and I'm so excited. I'm actually sitting up straighter than I normally do, going, ooh, 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 tip, tip, I'm writing stuff down. So thank you. So, I mean, I have great guests all the time, but this one is in my wheelhouse. So, you know, obviously I'm passionately interested everything you've got to say. But I thank you so much for all of the really wonderful tips and advice and lessons that you've shared with our audience. And before we say goodbye, I would like to remind our audience to be sure to look for us in iTunes and really anywhere else you consume your business podcasts. Just look for Your Partner in Success Radio and take us along on your success journey. Thank you. Seriously, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And let me move this out of the way and stop the show. And everybody, go find Stacy online.
Get your voice heard. If you would like to launch your own far-reaching podcast, contact Denise Griffiths at yourofficeontheweb.com and go to the podcast tab.